The Wind in the Sails, a picture book published by Blue Dot Editions. Text and illustrations by Laureline Masson. English translation by Clémentine Salvi-Offer. Read by Juliette Leblanc. All rights reserved to Blue Dot Editions. Éole is a fisherman. Every day he climbs aboard his boat and braves the seas, following the will of the winds. Driven by swell, the boat pitches and reels, allowing mountains of water to carry it away. The wind blows through the sails and pushes the boat far, far away from his island. A few flying fish surf the breeze, somehow escaping the starving frigates. And then, a butterfly. What's a little black butterfly doing so far out on the ocean? Its wings flap against the wind. For a split second, it lands on the boat and then flitters off again in a great gust of wind. Hello, here's another. Oh, and another one. A cloud of butterflies gathers in the middle of the ocean. They whirl around in a frenzied dance and the beating of their wings hums through the air, surrounding Éole. The skies darken. The windstorm is coming. Éole folds the sails away and takes cover. The sea stirs. The waves crash against the boat's hull, breaking up into a million frothy ruffles. West, northeast, southwest, the trade winds unleash, swirling into a whirlwind. Everything spins around Éole. The windstorm rages on. The hurricane is here. The hurricane seems to go on forever. Exhausted, a butterfly flops onto the deck. One after another, they stop fighting the wind and plummet into the ocean. The seas settle and Éole can now make it back to shore. It's a disaster. It's all gone. Everything is in pieces. Houses are left with no roof and sometimes with nothing at all. Everyone's trying to gather their scattered belongings. Éole enters the remains of his home. The framed photo of his parents lies at his feet. He picks it up, wipes the dirt off the frame, and puts it on the windowsill. Éole rolls his sleeves up. Now we have to rebuild everything. We're all in it together. We gather things up, we throw things away, we hammer, we help each other out. That evening, Éole offers to share the mahi-mahi from his day's fishing. Gaia has got a packet of rice and Mathieu brings bottles of water. Léana has even found some biscuits in a cupboard that the wind has washed up on her front door. Despite the ruins around them, despite this wind, which has blown everything away, their laughter echoes off these four roofless walls, softly warming up their hearts. Slowly and surely, through the roots of the great fallen trees, young sprouts tentatively poke their blossoms out. The bananaquit birds and the iguanas reappear. Little by little, the debris is gathered and the island is brought back to life. Every day, Éole climbs aboard his boat and braves the seas, following the will of the winds. A small white butterfly lands in front of him on the deck before setting off for new horizons.